This is an alert to the KPFA listener community. KPFA and the entire Pacifica network are in danger. A clique of managers and board members seem determined to eviscerate the politics of the only independent radio network in the United States. These people shut down KPFA in the summer of 1999, shut down and reprogrammed the network's New York station in late 2000, and most recently they suspended Amy Goodman and pulled Democracy Now! From all the Pacifica stations except this one. And they have stacked the board of directors with people committed to using listener funds to pay high-priced lawyers to fight the staff and community who've built the network. Be on alert, stay informed, and find out the latest. You can always call 510-287-5551. That's 510-287-5551. Or check out the website at www.savepacifica.net. Together, we will save KPFA and take back Pacifica.
My name is Noelle Hanrahan, and you're listening to Flashpoints, KPFA's investigative news magazine. This is Pacifica Watch. PG&E has notified KPFA that on Monday, October 22nd, this coming Monday, it will shut off the electricity to KPFA's main transmitter. $9,476.04 is the amount of this seriously past due bill for service in August and September. Just today, Pacifica National has quote-unquote promised that this bill will be paid. Yet we have been informed it's rumored that Pacifica has even lost access to its Federal Express account for lack of payment. KPFA also has over 125 bills for a wide range of operating expenses that are also seriously past due. These bills total over $117,000. This is particularly hard to take, given that you, the listeners, and we, the staff of KPFA, raised $300,000 in excess of our operating budget last year alone. That money is apparently gone. Today, Executive Director of Pacifica, Bessie Wash, admitted that Pacifica is in serious financial trouble. The reason? Because it spent over $2 million on high-paid corporate lawyers, such as the $500 an hour plus Gregory Craig, lead counsel for Williams and Connolly. They've recently subpoenaed and threatened to depose Dennis Bernstein, the co-host of the show. This all in an effort to thwart the democratic movement within the Pacifica network. Pacifica has also spent untold amounts of listener money on armed guards, security systems, and high-priced PR flacks like West Hill Partners. It's in this atmosphere that yesterday Bessie Wash, quote, ordered KPFA to start our on-air fundraiser for Pacifica National immediately. Pacifica has also threatened to send SCAB broadcasters to do the on-air fundraising should KPFA staff refuse. To discuss these dramatic developments, we have in the studio Barbara Lubin of Friends of Free Speech Radio and the Middle East Children's Alliance. Thank you, Barbara, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Noelle.
So what are your reflections in this really unbelievably serious time in the life of KPFA and our struggle to remain democratic and on the air and also in these times of war?
Well, I think that what I feel is that we are, number one, we as a community need to be prepared to come and support this station if we're taken off the air. That's one thing we have to all organize around. And one of the ways of doing that is that people must listen to this station almost continuously for the next at least 2-3 weeks to hear what's going on, to hear the call from you, the programmers, if you need us, the listeners and supporters and friends, and if you need us here.
And we also may just have a moment's notice. If you hear dead air, if you hear a voice that is unfamiliar pitching for funds for Pacifica, that would be a clear signal that things have changed and you need to pour into the streets.
Exactly. And also, you need to be checking savepacifica.net. There is new information up there. There will be new information almost every day starting right now. And so if you check that, if you are listening to the station, if you want to call either KPFA or Friends of Free Speech Radio to be updated to know when to come, what to do, we desperately need that from the listeners.
So we're going to give some numbers now. I also want to alert people to get your pencils because we're going to give this information out again just before the end of the program. A local number you can call is Friends of Free Speech Radio. Barbara, the number?
Right now the number is 510-548-0542.
Another number that you can call is 510-287-5551. You can also call the Pacifica Campaign at 800-797-6229. We're going to give those numbers again, so do go get your pencils. And Barbara, this is normally our fundraising time. Recently, Pacifica has sent out mailers to our entire subscription database asking for funds. So if you're a subscriber, you have an envelope from Pacifica in your hands. Now, it would be my suggestion that you do not send back that envelope. What could people do if they want to truly support both the staff and the community and this last expression of free speech on our airwaves?
Well, this community can continue to do what they really have been doing for 2 years. Friends of Free Speech Radio has been supporting people in the station, people who are on the air in many, many different ways. And we will continue to do that. And they can send any check they want and mark it Friends of Free Speech Radio Station Support Fund. And that money will be used to help people in the station when they need it. That money is not tax deductible, so people have to understand that whatever they send, they can't say it's tax deductible. But they can send that money to Friends of Free Speech Radio, 905 Parker Street, Berkeley, California, 94710. And that money will be used to help people in the station to also, when we win this struggle, to immediately be ready to help pay all of those bills that are so outstanding. And it is over $117,000. So we're going to be ready to come in immediately and turn it all back on right away and to be ready to be on the air again.
And also, just so you know, I'm a steward of the KPFA Staff Union of Paid Staff, and together with management, we passed a resolution today among ourselves that if any KPFA staff member is laid off or fired in the immediate future, which is something that we are all dreading and expecting, that we have made a commitment as a collective to together to pay that person's salary, to pay that person's health insurance, and so for all of us to come together, if in case we all get laid off, for all of us to raise the money so that we can keep being on the air and serving the community we need to serve in a desperate time.
And that will all come through Friends of Free Speech Radio Station Support Fund.
You know, I'd like to give the numbers just again. Give the address again, Barbara, of where people can send their checks.
It is Friends of Free Speech Radio, 905 Parker Street, Berkeley, 94710, and they can call 510-548-0542.
And so what we're going to do now is we're going to give you the numbers again. The local number is 510-287-5551. You can visit www.savepacifica.net. You can call the Pacifica Campaign at 800-797-6229. And tune into the Pacifica Watch every single day that Flashpoints is on at 10 to the top of the hour. You can also hear special crisis coverage with the Flashpoint staff this weekend, 11 a.m. on Saturday, and again next week. So please do stay tuned. And that does wrap it up. For another edition of Flashpoints, we are really trying to bring you the best news that we can manage and to keep it on the air. It's a very intense time. We air every day from 5 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. Flashpoints is produced by Dennis Bernstein with associate producers Noelle Hanrahan and Young Su. Assistant producer is Ranjita Giesler and intern Sweena Achlik. We had assistance from Colin Hanrahan. Our technical director is Mary Bishop.